Today is the day. Season 2 of my new show, 2-Minute Drill, premieres tonight on Bloomberg TV and Amazon Prime Video. Today's episode is a sneak peek of our season's premiere. 2-Minute Drill is back better than ever with an hour-long episode with vignettes and background on the judges and contestants to win over $50,000 of cash and prizes. This is the first pitch-only show, so make sure you set your DVRs and check the show notes to find the link to watch 2-Minute Drill on Amazon Prime Video. This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
I'm excited to hear our next pitch from Eric Alexander de Groot, the founder of Art Deliverers.
Art Deliverers is a proprietary software platform, and it basically brings together artists, investors to help people in the disaster areas. I have been a serial entrepreneur for 25 years. I'm a global educator, an art investor, and I love helping people. I love giving. I started my company to help others, and that's what I'm all about. For decades, it's all been about helping others. All my ventures are about heart and soul. There's so much need in the world. There are 1 billion people who don't have running water. There's a lot of people who are homeless. So many issues. So what motivates me, you know, are these two kids, my son and my daughter, just being able to bring my heart to the world, you know, serving humanity, giving. There's nothing more beautiful than to create something and then to help others. That's my joy. This project, this venture here, is all about helping others, specifically people in need.
Eric, you're up on 2-Minute Drill.
Hello, I'm Eric Alexander de Groot, a 25-year experienced serial entrepreneur and the founder of Art Deliverers. I'm all about the betterment of society, healing and repairing the world. Art Deliverers is a for-profit social good organization, the proprietary software platform to connect art with investors to serve much needed aid to disaster areas. The monumental margins in art generate our proceeds and massive profits. Let's talk valuation. You see this banana, it sold for $120,000 in 2019 at Art Basel. Of course it was a PR stunt, but it elevated the discussion of value and valuation. The valuation in art is a 5K. It's a 10X, 100X. And it proves our concept of fueling our operations and expeditions worldwide. How much, how many? There are 2 million starving artists worldwide, and Mother Nature supplies an infinite pipeline of disasters, of hurricanes, fires, and mudslides, costing annually $121 billion, and since 1980, $2.2 trillion. Governments cannot keep up, yet Art Deliverers. Art Deliverers has many revenue streams, including virtual ones. Right now, we also have an inventory of 1 million, and our sales for 2021 are going to be about $100,000. And our IP is also a service mark. I'm asking, Rory, can Verb Technology help finish our software platform? The entire, we've already completed a 5-month discovery. We're asking also for $50,000 for a 5% stake of our company. So to recap, artists get paid, disaster areas are served, art investors get 6 to 18% ROI for helping others. Global annual sales for art are $50 billion. Art as an asset class is trending. Oh, and we're also disrupting the $400 billion nonprofit industry. Ask me more. Art Deliverers.
That was a lot. That was a lot, right? It was too much. I was trying to track between the banana and... I mean, overall, conceptually, I like the idea of pairing the art and the opportunity. So I think that's interesting from a marketplace perspective. I think there's a lot more questions I would have in terms of the revenue model that you currently have, because you said there's a lot of different revenue models, but then we're only at 100K. So I'm just trying to follow the money.
Well, so the art is a specific value, and there's a specific factor in terms of how much art is worth. So if you go to a local art show, you know, you buy something for $200. If you go to an art gallery, it's maybe $2,000 or $20,000. So the profit within what the value is of the art is what we use for our operations and our expeditions. Because you could say to somebody, hey, that's $15,000, and maybe you only bought it for $150. And that's why I use the banana as the example, you know, because it's $120,000 for a 25-cent banana. So that's more about the valuation aspect within art.
Art arbitrage.
What is your margins, Eric, on this business? If you sell $100,000, you guys had revenue. What are the margins? What are the gross profit for you guys?
So the gross profits for us are about 15% to 20%.
The rest you give away?
Yes. So we pay the artist first. Thereafter, we pay the shareholders, and then the rest is for us.
So how much of that goes to, the issues with hurricanes
about,
and relief?
About 80% is left over to support people that in need.
That makes me feel better, because like Kim said, that was a lot. It was a lot of, vomit of everything, all kinds of places. You were reading, you were stumbling on your own script. I'm not a huge fan of selling art and making tons of profit to do things like that. You said it's a $50 billion industry. You guys have 100K. So there's obviously a lot of white space there, but I don't understand the concept there. But I think it's a good thing what you're doing. I just was not impressed with the pitch at all.
Eric Alexander. Well, look, I'm sorry. It just didn't work for me on multiple levels. I mean, reading it, looking down the whole time, that wasn't good. The underlying business model itself, I struggle with it. So you're brokering art, you're selling it, and then you're putting some proceeds aside and waiting for the next disaster to make a contract. It just didn't work for me. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad business or you're not doing some good in the world, but for me it just didn't work. And these guys already covered some of the issues that I think should have been in the pitch itself.
As I look at your name, Eric Alexander DeGroot, I was hoping to see Eric Alexander DeGreat, and it was Eric Alexander DeAverage. And this was an average showing, right? You read the pitch, and I'm specifically going to talk about it. What you did well is the beginning was awesome. Like, I literally listened to that beginning, like, oh, it's Alexander DeGreat. Because you started and you had all this credibility, you had a rhythm, you had energy.
0 to 60 was great. After that, it struggled.
Yeah, then, you popped the tire. So I would go back. Great cause. You have the right proportion to help people and the right intent to help people. I got lost on the banana. I slipped a little bit there. Go back, watch your own video, and ask yourself, what story am I telling? And that's the piece of advice that I have for everyone out there. Make sure that you are practicing and letting other people see and actually looking at your own stuff with an impartial eye of, am I telling a story correctly and articulating the value correctly? But you have probably the best start I've seen in all the shows that I've done. I started going yes, and it was like then falling off a cliff. But if you can carry that through an entire 2 minutes, you'll kill it. Thank you so much for participating. We appreciate you.
So, guys, can we talk about the banana? Okay. All right, let's talk about the banana in the room. So, look, there's a way to use props, I think, and there's a way not to use props. And in that situation, $170,000+ banana, it became a distraction for me personally. I didn't hear what followed in his pitch, which may have been some of the most important things, because I was so distracted over the banana. And I know, Kim, you sort of reacted to that as well. And it was like, why? You don't need that. That you have to learn how to use props. And I think that was an example for viewers. Don't use the banana.